Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. Believe it or not, today we have 100 episodes and I have a really hard time to believe I've gone that far. But here we are, 100 episodes, and I'm extremely excited because when I started this journey, I really didn't know where this whole thing is going to go. I just want to share with you guys, with my audience, my experiences when it comes to headshot photography. And there's always some ups and downs. There's a lot of obstacles. It's not easy industry to be in, but it's exciting. That's something which always keeps me going. And even with this podcast, as I said, I had no idea where this whole thing is going to go. We've grown the audience quite a bit over the last few years. So that makes me happy because I believe that some of those episodes definitely helped someone to improve their headshot photography. So I was thinking if I could do something special today, and I was planning to share with you a little bit my personal life, but when I started kind of digesting some of this stuff, what I would like to share, I don't think I'm ready yet for talking about some of those stuff. So I've decided to basically stick to our headshot photography topics. Maybe one day when I'm gonna kind of, I don't know, look at this whole thing from a little bit of different perspective, I would love to share some of my personal stuff. But at this point, I think we have to stick still to headshot photography. And we're gonna talk today about something which is, in my opinion, one of the most common question when it comes to headshot photography. And I'm going to explore this a little bit on the bigger scale. We're going to dive really deep into this topic. And I want to talk about what holding people back from hiring us to shoot their headshots. And there's a lot of things which probably you guys already think right now, but I just want to talk a little bit about it because headshot photography, it's quite an interesting industry. And a lot of clients who are coming for our door, they're coming with a lot of, I would say, fears. They're coming with kind of, I don't know, they don't know what to expect. They know they have to do the headshots, or they want to do the headshots, or they basically get, I don't know, they get information from the boss that, you know, they need new headshots and they have to get this done. But as I said, there's a lot of things which holding people back from getting the new headshots. And I want to talk about it because maybe this episode also will help you to look at this whole thing from completely different angle. And it's going to help you to maybe get into those people from different side. And, you know, it's going to be easier for them to make this final decision to hire you and work with you to get their headshot. So the first thing, what I think is the most common problem why people don't want to get the headshot, is the fear and vulnerability. I've heard it all the time from my clients that they basically say, hey, you know what, I was just scared, I have to show my face, I don't know what I'm gonna get, what I'm gonna see, I'm getting older. And you know, there's all sorts of different reasons why they kind of scared. And I have clients, believe it or not, which, you know, people shoot headshots 10 years ago and they still using them because they look good, they look younger, and they basically they want to stick to them probably for forever. So that's the kind of the first thing what I've noticed is the biggest factor when it comes to basically hiring you. And as you probably know, everyone who is shooting headshots, you guys probably know that headshots are very, very personal. I know, I think it's different when it comes to shooting, like, you know, three-quarter portraits or, you know, family portraits, whatever. Headshots, we're just getting into their face. And this is something which, as I said, it's personal. People have to basically see themselves and they have to just look into their face. And it's really, really hard for them. Believe it or not, I could tell you million stories where, you know, from one hand, people are telling me like, oh, we are successful. You know, I'm pretty strong and confident individual. But as soon as they get at the front of the camera and they see their images, all of a sudden, you know, this whole world is turning upside down on them. And I see this on every headshot session. So it's kind of interesting from psychological perspective how this whole thing works. But there is definitely big fear from many, many clients, you know, getting at the front of the camera and basically looking at their own face. I don't know what it's about it. You know, it's kind of also interesting because, you know, I think sometimes people have no problems getting selfies, but being at the front of this trench or, you know, kind of photographer, someone, you know, who is not part of their life and just basically exposing their face, it's becoming extremely, extremely difficult. We're going to talk about how to deal with this a little bit later, but this is one of the reasons that they basically, it's like going to the dentist, right? Like I know some people, they go only to the dentist where they're in pain. They don't want to go where, you know, they don't feel anything or, you know, there's some issues, but they need to feel the pain too. And they scared of that. The next one I also found, which is one of the biggest factor, and I'm sure a lot of people and a lot of photographers experience that, is the cost considerations. Nowadays, headshots are not cheap. If you want to go to some good headshot photographer who knows their craft, they know how to approach certain, how to approach headshot sessions, how to pull amazing, amazing face expressions, and they know a lot about lighting and posing and post-productions. And unfortunately, those guys, they're very proud of what they do, and they also charge accordingly. And because I think there's this little myth in a lot of people's heads that, you know, headshot photography is pretty much just standing in the front of the camera, you know, they're going to take a couple shots and they're done. They don't really understand the process of it, and they don't really know how much photographer has to put work into this process to get you good headshot. And that's why I've noticed that a lot of potential clients, whenever they see the price, they kind of like getting their stomach turned upside down because it's like, oh my God, for let's say a few pictures, I have to pay that much money. But they don't understand. Again, you know, they really don't understand how this whole thing works, what's the difference between good and bad headshot. And there's a lot of, I would say, you know, kind of this price tag is holding them back. I also noticed from my own experience that a lot of potential clients, they put in their head their own price. So basically what happens, they come up with this whatever amount of money in their head, and that's what they're expecting to pay. And whenever they face the reality and they see how good headshot photographers charge, all of a sudden this whole thing is not what they expected, and all of a sudden they just don't put value in the work what we do, unfortunately. But that's the way it is, and I've been hearing this all the time. Like I'm getting these inquiries where people kind of telling me how much they are willing to pay, which is sometimes kind of like I think unfair. And at the same time, I also deeply believe that this is just ridiculous, because we don't go to any place and we just don't tell, you know, how much someone's service is worth, right? We can, I don't know, we can come up with some prices. We can kind of like assume that this is going to cost as much, but I would never come up to say, I would never go to somebody and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to pay you this amount of money for your service because that's what I think you're worth, right? And I know a lot of photographers, they don't take that. If their price is close, we can work with some deals and stuff. But in many, many occasions, people coming up with this ridiculous low prices that, you know, they basically think you're worth nothing, and you know, they just want to get this stuff for really, really cheap. Okay, let's move on to the next one. So the next, which is also kind of interesting, is perfection paralysis. I've noticed that we're living in this kind of crazy world right now where everyone wants to be perfect. Everyone wants to look ideally, you know, close to perfection. And a lot of people who are struggling with their own appearance, you know, they basically don't like themselves the way they're supposed to like themselves. And all of a sudden they're getting this paralysis of you know, they kind of like way of thinking about like, you know, I'm not going to go in the front of the camera because I'm not perfect. And this is something which also I see all the time whenever people are coming for headshot sessions. They're telling me all this stuff about their face, like, oh, my one ear is bigger and, you know, my nose is crooked, or my one eye is a little bit bigger than the other one, and I'm not beautiful, I'm not perfect, I'm not look the way I supposed to. And they have this like very resentment to themselves. And I'm not saying they hate themselves, but I've noticed that a lot of people, they just don't like the way they look. And that's why also what's holding them back from pretty much just getting a headshot, because they already assume, you know, even if you do it, all these things gonna come out, and, you know, people are gonna point this out, they're gonna judge them, and they're gonna just basically, I don't know, laugh at them. And they get this like, oh no, you know, I'm not gonna show my images to anybody because I don't want to be judged the way they look, the way we look. And this is, I would say, really, really common problem nowadays, as I said, especially when we're living in this social media era, or, you know, everything is altered, everything is retouched, everything is perfect, everything is basically looking really, really good. And, you know, people kind of getting this assumptions that, you know, I'm not good enough for a headshot, and, you know, the photographer is not able to, you know, bring this amazing look out of me. So that's why they basically holding up, and they just, as I said, they're getting paralysis, and they say like, you know, I'm not gonna do that. Another one, which also is interesting, but I think this is more of an excuse, is time constraints. And I know we're living in a fast-paced reality where everything is just basically on the go, and people kind of push this till the moment where they really have to do it. And I've heard that on so many occasions, people like, oh, I've been planning to do this for 2 years. And I'm just like, holy smokes, that's just crazy. And I know we all have families, we all have jobs, we all kind of have things which we have to do all the time. And typically headshot photography, or if I have to get headshots, it's not as important, right? So it depends on their priorities, and depends, you know, who's pushing them to do that. Depends what kind of business they are in. You know, that might be put kind of on the side, and they're going to be waiting to the last moment, and they're going to try to come up with some excuses to do it later on another time, or we're going to get deal, or it's too expensive at this point, I'll wait where there'll be something which, you know, going to be more affordable. So that's something, you know, it's something what I also have seen all the time, right? And also I also think the scheduling thing, because I'm getting a lot of inquiries, and people just like, oh, you know what, I'm planning to do this in, I don't know, at the beginning of the next year. And I already know that this is never going to happen, right? Because they put there in their heads that, okay, this is the best time for me to do that. But if this is like, I don't know, 2-3 months ahead, I always see this is never going to happen. So I'm not saying we as a photographer should push this, but I always say like, you know, why wait that long? Why you don't want to get this done right away? And there's, especially when it comes to women, there's always some excuses. Oh, I have to get the hair done, or I have to, I don't know, wait till I lose weight, or there's always something, right? So people constantly coming up with those excuses to basically push this as far with the process. Okay, so the next one is people don't know how this whole thing works, right? And they're scared of it. I've been hearing this all the time. And even recently, I had this headshot session with this amazing gentleman who's running this big, big company. And he was telling me, like, I had no idea how this whole thing is going to look like. I had no clue this is going to be a pleasant experience. I didn't know you're going to guide me through. I didn't know there is a retouching process involved. I didn't know it's going to be fun, and, you know, I'm going to actually enjoy this whole thing. And I think, especially if someone doesn't know how this process look like, they basically, they put in their heads some kind of like own idea how this headshot session is going to look like. And that's what's going to just mess this whole thing up, because we as a humans, we always try to exaggerate things, and we're going to always just kind of make things look much, much worse than they actually are. And I've been hearing this again from some of my clients that everything what they expected or what they had in their heads, and then when they came to the photo shoot, this whole thing looked completely different. So again, we have to educate those clients. We need to share all those informations. We need to make sure that they understand what they're getting into. But at the same time, we need to explain to people that it's not like going to the dentist. Is, you know, you're going to be in the pain for 45 minutes because, you know, photographer is going to force you to smile and do all this crazy stuff. So it's something that we really need to, as I said, educate people, because 99% of people who never have done this before, they have no idea. And that's, again, holding them back, because they just like, you know, I don't want to go for this because I don't know what to expect. It's unknown water. And I'm just scared, right? So that's something which also is interesting. The next one, and we talked a little bit about it already, but I want to just go a little bit deeper into this, is self-image concern. And this is a massive problem I found nowadays, because most people who are coming through the door, they have some concerns about their appearance, about their look, and there's always something. Doesn't matter. They super young, or you know, they middle age, or they older. They always have some concerns about the way they look. And everyone, it's kind of interesting, because if you ask someone if they could point it out things what they like about their face, it's a one thing, and they have a hard time to do that. But as soon as you ask them, like, so what you don't like, which even though I don't do that ever, but if you would ask somebody what you don't like about your face or about your appearance, people will like tell you this whole thing right away. And they're going to just share this stuff like there's no tomorrow, and they can point it out. And the funny thing is that most of the time, those people only see that. Because average person, like if you look at someone, you're not kind of like analyzing how their ears look like or how their eyes look like. You're just looking at the person. If they have positive attitude, or you know, they have nice smile, whatever, we're gonna like the person, right? Because the person is warm and it's approachable and it's nice to you, you know, like you're not gonna, hey, you know what, your ears are a little bit off, or you know, there's something about your nose, or there's something about your hair, about your lips. Like nobody cares. But you know, most people I found, like, they just picking apart their appearance, and they really focus on those negative things, and they don't like the way they look. It's pretty sad. But unfortunately, that's the way it goes. And again, education, it's extremely important here, because, you know, sometimes we can adjust those things in post-production. We can also work with lighting. We can work with different posing, different angles, just to hide some of those things. But at the same time, you know, I also think that, you know, we should be proud, because everyone is different. Everyone has different, unique look. And we should cherish this, we should be proud of it, and we should kind of celebrate who we are. I know it's hard for a lot of people, especially, again, the world we're living in, where everyone is just chasing this perfection, and everyone tried to be beautiful and young and vibrant, and, you know, want to compare themselves to some celebrities or some good-looking people. But that's something that, you know, it's just in our heads, and then I think sometimes we're doing so much damage to ourselves that it's just absolutely insane. But that's the reality. I've been dealing with this on a daily basis with a lot of my clients, because they coming with this concerns. They coming with this like self-reflection, which, you know, they're not happy about it. And then sometimes it's pretty sad to watch, because believe it or not, I had even scenarios and situations where I work with extremely beautiful people. Like I remember one of those headshot sessions I was doing for, there's a pageant, and then it was like, you know, the Miss, I think Miss Alberta or something like this, like beautiful person, beautiful woman. I remember like really, really amazing. And as soon as we start shooting, she was just like ripping apart her look that, you know, this should be improved. This should be adjusted. You know, she would change this about her face and don't shoot me from that angle and don't shoot me from this side. And I was just like, have you even looked at the mirror once, you know, and then, you know, like, did you find anything amazing about your face, or are you just only basically picking apart the things which you don't like and you exaggerate them, and then you just like, you know, making yourself miserable because, you know, you're not perfect, right? So this is going to be part of your job. This is going to be part of your journey. Headshot photography is filled up with, you know, this type of things, and you have to learn how to deal with this. Okay, so there's a couple other stuff which I want to point it out, which, you know, this is another like more from the photographer perspective, why clients, they basically holding back from hiring us. So the first one which I want to point it out, well, not the first one because we've talked about other stuff, but we were talking a little bit more from client perspective, but this is going to be a little bit more from our end, is your portfolio and your style of photography. So just because someone comes in and, you know, they look at your work and like, hey, you know what, I don't want to work with you, it could be also your, you know, style of photography, style of your headshots. So don't kind of get upset about it. I know to build up good portfolio takes time. It's not something that you can do it overnight. That takes time. You have to do a lot of headshot sessions, and you have to work with a lot of people out there to get this stuff, you know, properly. And then, you know, you have to have something to showcase, which, you know, it's going to be inviting and it's going to convince the client that, hey, you know what, I want to work with you. And the same comes with the style. Just because, again, client says no because they want to work with somebody else, maybe, you know, the style of headshots, it's not something that they like. And this is nothing wrong with this. That's why every headshot photographer is trying to have a little bit of different style, and everyone is trying to do something unique to appeal to those people who like your style. So again, that might be a reason sometimes, but again, this is something we have to work constantly. And I can guarantee you that people will start coming to you for your style of headshots. And I've been hearing this again many, many times from my clients. They are coming because they said strictly, hey, I like your style. I like the type of images you're producing, and I want to get something which looks similar because this is the style which I like. The next one is kind of interesting, but this is something also which I've experienced in the past, and it's because your personality and the same your reputation. So I know there's every photographer out there has, you know, as I said, different personality, right? Like there is some extrovert who are like loud and they, you know, they energetic and, you know, they all over the photo shoot, and then, you know, people like that sometimes. But there are some clients who don't like that, and they like to work in quietness. They like to work in kind of environment where, you know, they can focus on the shoot. The photographer is calm, is something that conduct the headshot session the way that, you know, there is no kind of like craziness going on. I know some people like that, some people don't. I've been in both situations. And I've seen also other photographers working different ways. So, you know, because your name and your kind of experience and your clients, they're going to talk about it to other people, right? Like, oh, I went to this headshot photographer and he was just all over the place and he was, I don't know, crazy. I love that. And some person might say, hey, you know what? I like the photos, but, you know, the experience itself sounds like crazy, right? And this is something which also I've been hearing quite often from my clients who are referred by somebody else, that they said like, hey, you know, the person told me they like the photos, but they also like the way you kind of work throughout a photo shoot, right? That you were calm, you were extremely open with guiding throughout a photo shoot. You work in this kind of really, really calm environment where, you know, the person kind of had positive feeling, you know, basically doing the headshot session. So that's something also we have to look at it. And also, you know, the one thing what I want to point it out, don't try to be somebody else. Try to also figure out who you are, you know, like how you want to conduct your headshot sessions, how you want to work with your clients, how you want to approach your sessions, and then just stick to it. Because if this is going to make you comfortable, you're going to feel more confident, you're going to really do the job right, but you're not going to try to pretend that you're somebody else or you try to fake who you are. This is never going to work, because unfortunately, headshot sessions are extremely, as I said, personal, one-to-one, and, you know, the both ends of the spectrum, they have to feel comfortable with each other. And that's extremely important. And the last one I want to talk about it is specialization. And this is what it is, because I've noticed that there is some photographers out there who do like everything, and they just kind of have the headshots somewhere in the middle of it. So if you shoot weddings and then you shoot, I don't know, architecture, and you shoot pets, you shoot family portraits, and then you have headshots. Sometimes I've noticed that people, I'm not saying they don't like that, but they want to work with someone who specializes specifically in headshots, right? Because if you're doing everything, technically, I'm not saying you're doing nothing, but you have probably less experience than someone who basically dedicated their entire career to, let's say, shoot headshots. And that's also, I think, is something I've learned on so many occasions, that people like, they were coming to work with me, and they said like, I want to work with you because it seems like you specialize in headshot photography, and everything what you do is headshots. And that's, I want to work with someone who has that kind of experience, that kind of approach, because I think I can trust you more, and it seems like you know exactly what you are doing. So that's something to remember, right? Like, I'm not saying if you have a bunch of different things you're doing, I'm not saying it's wrong, but this is might also hold up the clients from hiring you, because they might think that, you know, like you average in all those stuff. And usually that's what happens. Like if you're doing a million different things, you're not really on the same level that someone who dedicates, you know, everything into their headshot photography, for example. So that's something to remember. I think that the good thing what you can do is to separate those things. So if someone wants to hire you as a headshot photographer, try to build, let's say, I don't know, online presence, or, you know, kind of make sure that, you know, your clients, it at least you seems like you doing only headshot photography. You can do a million other stuff, but try to separate those. Don't mix this whole thing and, you know, hope that the clients, you know, they're going to like you based, they're not going to hire you for their headshots based on your wedding photos. Like that's never going to happen. That's why what my whole point is, that I know a lot of photographers, you know, they try to basically show different stuff, but they want a different type of job, right? So this is not going to work. Okay, I could go on and on about it for another hour, but I think I'm going to stop here. I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff what holds people back from basically working with you, but those are the ones which I've noticed are the most common things which holds people back from basically getting their headshots. As I said, some of them, it's more about them, and the other stuff are more about us. So we have to some kind of separate it, those things, and try to approach them differently. But I think that the main thing is to just basically educate people. That's the main thing nowadays, because as I said, most of our clients have literally no idea what they can expect, what they're getting into, what they can get out of this. I've noticed that a lot of people who kind of didn't know what they're going to get out of the day, they're extremely, you know, and positively kind of like surprised, like, oh my God, I got these shots. I should do this way earlier. They enjoy the experience. They enjoy, you know, working with me. And that's what kind of really makes my day. And that's what really makes me happy that, you know, people go for this and they can see what we are able to do. If you have any questions, you would like to add anything to this, please feel free to email me, DM me, shoot me a message on your social media. I'll be more than happy to answer all your questions. And yeah, thank you for listening. Again, thank you everyone who basically joined this podcast for the last 100 episodes. I'm so excited that, you know, you guys joining this and you're listening to this, because that's something which is extremely important to me. I truly appreciate it, everyone who joins this and basically listen to, you know, those experiences. So thank you again for listening. Stay in touch, stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.